serious horror is growing and spreading. We'll explore how books, libraries, and the gospel come together in Kenya, and there's an internet rescue mission opening. These stories and others just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Serious conflicts appear to be spilling over the border with Lebanon. The ferocity of the violence, coupled with a rash of abductions, isn't calming tensions with Syria's neighbors. Christian Aid Mission spokesman Bill Bray confirms spreading violence.
It looks like the war is all over the country. That's what our missionaries tell us as they come back. They just don't know where the violence will break out next. It's spreading down to the grassroots level. The smell of death is there, and they never know what they're going to find.
The horror of the refugee crisis is at 150,000 and counting. Missionaries supported by Christian Aid are in the border areas and inside Syria. Aside from food supplies, there's ministry.
What we're doing is delivering the Bibles and Jesus film CDs, and that is a continual work, praying, small meetings. Everybody is hunkered down and living in basements. It's survival right now.
There's a desperate need for prayer and funding. We'll connect you at our website. Next, at least 5,000 Assamese people from northern India, including students, have left Bangalore fearing repercussions. Nearly 80 people have been killed in ethnic riots between Muslims and Bodo tribes people in Assam since late July. Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan works there. Their partners have been forced to suspend adult literacy and Bible club programs. Their partners are safe, but pray the violence will stop and that believers will have more opportunities to share Christ. This is Mission Network News. In Ghana, children with special needs are falling through the institutional cracks. Sally Wayner saw the situation play out at Every Child Ministries Harvest of Hope Academy and knew she had to be a part of the solution.
Immediately, I felt that God was calling me to go and help them start a special education program for their students.
How does society treat children with special needs?
They oftentimes, in Ghana, view children with special needs as truly the least of the least.
Wayner's going to create programs tailored to the needs of these students and tell them the story of Christ.
Everything we do will be based on the Word of God. We will be able to pray with them, and that will be just an integral part of the special ed program.
Pray for open doors to share Christ with communities in Ghana. Can you help the Wayners? There's a donation link at our website. Next, did you know that the sale of children's books in the United States brings in about $3 billion a year? Children's books are pretty popular, and it's usually not too hard to get your hands on one, right? But in Kenya, it's a different story. Purity Nyemu with Kids Alive International says books are a luxury for children in their children's homes.
For any child to go to a library, you have to be in the big city, and in the five of our orphanages, you don't have easy access to the big town.
Kids Alive wants to fix this by putting a small library in each home. They already finished one and want to install another one by the end of the year. Hopefully, the new books will encourage kids in their education as home workers minister to them.
Love them just as they are. Now, when they understand that, then we begin sharing the gospel with them. Then they will begin to understand the love of Jesus Christ.
You can help Kids Alive by either hosting a mission trip or supporting a child in one of the children's homes. Just go to our website to learn more. And this month, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is breaking ground on a unique rescue website. The new site heavily features the ministry of Ron Hutchcraft, who's a great communicator. The website will have a new global platform to share the hope of Christ. In tandem with RHM's strong social media presence, it'll help lost people make sense of what's going on in our world, pointing them to Christ at the same time. Help support their work at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.